们再次欢迎大家。
I want to welcome all of you.
感谢主啊，我们这个弟兄姐妹继续的来到这里来敬拜，一起来站立，为我们的同胞，我们今天站立在这里，就是一个declaration， 是一个宣告。
Praise the Lord that we are still here today. We are together and standing, and our people will be on your behalf. So as we stand here today, we are standing on behalf of them. It's a declaration.
现在可能在武汉国内发生很多的事情。
So things are happening in Wuhan and in also in our nation.
有好多的新闻，负面的、正面的、真的、假的。
So there's a lot of news going on, either positive or negative, or lies or truth.
但是我们今天呢，能站在这里是非常有福的。
But we are standing here, we are blessed to be here.
因为我们认识我们真实的神。
Because we know our true God.
感谢主，就是我继续也有跟国内的一些弟兄姐妹有通话。
So, first of all, I've been continuing to communicating with the brothers and sisters in China.
看到他们现在真的是站起来开始传福音。
So I see that they are standing up and telling other people about the gospel.
而且现在传福音呢，很容易传。
And it's an easier time to tell people about the gospel at this day.
原因也很简单。
So the reason is quite simple.
因为人曾经要依靠的东西依靠不了。
Because those things that people depend on, they can no longer depend on now.
现在这样的瘟疫呢，有没有什么好的药可以来救？
So is there any cure for this kind of virus?
大夫也没办法。
So even the doctors cannot do anything about it.
听说武汉一个医院里面，几十个医疗的人员，就是说医护人员已经中签了。
So I heard that one of the hospitals, in they are.Several medical teams they have been infected by this virus as well.
所以这是令人非常难过的事情。
So it's a very sad news to hear that.
那我们呢？感谢神，我们有神。这时候来，第一个我们要感谢神拯救了我们。
So we praise the Lord that we have our God. First thing is we have to praise Him for He saved us.
第二个就是我们能够来。在这样的状况下，能够来靠着主来鼓励别人。
And second thing, so we can depend on him in this kind of situation.
有个国内的一个牧师讲到，他说国外好多的弟兄姐妹都打电话给他们，鼓励他们，让他们感觉到非常的安慰。
So one of the pastors in China, he said that a lot of brothers and sisters were calling him from overseas, so he was very touched by this.
所以我觉得我们任何的一个圣道都能做的任何一件事情。一句鼓励的话，一个电话，物质上的提供一些东西，或者什么样，都会在这个时候起很重要的作用。
So, this time if a God touches you, so you can make a phone call or donation or any kind of things that you can do is can be beneficial to the church in China.
所以我们现在大家一起起立，我们一起来祷告。
So we ask you to all rise and pray.
那我在这里做出口，但是其实大家一起在祷告。
So I'm praying on your behalf, but everyone else can pray.
我们一起在祷告，同心合一的来祷告。
So we pray as a one heart united.
主我们天上的父亲。
Lord our Father in heaven.
我们全能的神。
Our Almighty God.
我们宇宙的主宰。
The Lord of the universe.
我们今天来到你的跟前。
Today we come before you.
我们代表我们的国人承认我们的罪。
On behalf of our nations, we commit that we have sinned.
我们做了不该做的事情，吃了不该吃的东西。
So we did things we shouldn't have done, and we ate things that we shouldn't have been eaten.
你赦免我们的骄傲。
Lord, forgive our pride.
自夸。
Our self-boast.
自义
our self-righteousness,
自己来依靠自己
and we depend on ourselves,
我们来依靠金钱
we depend on money,
但是没有依靠你
but we didn't depend on you,
神啊，你来怜悯我们的同胞
Lord have mercy on our people,
主啊，你要是审判，谁能在你面前站立得住呢
No one can stand before your judgment.
主啊，你怎样怜悯了我们，赦免我们的罪？求你同样怜悯他们，赦免他们的罪。
How you have mercy on us, Lord? We pray that you will have the mercy on them.
主啊，是的，主，很多的孩子没有了父母。
A lot of children lost their parents.
很多的医护人员，白天晚上不断的工作，自己被感染，甚至献上了生命。
The medical teams, they've been working day and night, and some of them even been infected, some of them even died for this.
主啊，我们今天真的向他们来致敬。
Yes, we will honor them today.
主啊，今天也求你真的来祝福他们的家人。
And we pray that you will bless their families.
主啊，特别这个李文亮这个大夫他去世。
Especially the doctor Lee.
也祝福他的家人。
And pray for his family.
很多的医护人员继续的加给他们力量。
And bring strength to the medical team.
主啊，是的，主，让他们也认识你。
And make them to know you, Lord.
主啊，你说这个饥渴慕义的人有福了。
You said, blessed are those who are hungry for their righteousness.
他们必得饱足。
They will be filled. They will not be hungry.
主啊，这些医护人员。操持这样一个职业，就是为了治病救人。
The people who are doctors and nurses, they are here to heal.
他们有这样一个呼召，就是要来帮助别人。
They have the calling to help people.
求你来眷顾他。
Lord, please have mercy on them.
因着他们的奉献，生命的奉献，主啊，你让他们遇见。
Because they sacrifice their lives for the others, Lord, please have mercy on them.
主啊，你祝福在国内很多在一线上面工作的，包括警察，好多的其他的人员。
Lord, also bless those who are on the front lines, including the police and the medical teams.
甚至每一个小区的门卫。
And even the guards on each neighborhood.
还有那些司机
，and also the drivers，
有的是开这个救护车的，有的是开这个殡仪馆的车的。
So people who are driving the ambulance and the people who are driving the cars that carry the corpse。
主啊，是的，主，主啊，你怜悯。
Yes, Lord, have mercy on them。
深深的来怜悯。
Deep mercy, Lord。
主啊，我们并不比他们强。
We are not any stronger than them.
因着你的恩典，我们得到了你的救恩。
But because your mercy, that we have your salvation.
今天也同样来保护温哥华。
Today, protect Vancouver.
主啊，你也感动我们的医疗部门和政府做出正确的决定，怎么样来保护这里的公民。
And also give a right decision among the leaders.The medical teams in Vancouver as well, so that they can protect the people in Vancouver.
主啊，你让我们的弟兄姐妹们，每一个教会的弟兄姐妹，这个时候更加的来亲近你，能够听见你的声音。
And rise up the brothers and sisters in Vancouver, so that they will come closer to you, Lord.
不做不该做的事，不去不该去的地方。
So that they wouldn't go to the place that they shouldn't go and do things that they shouldn't do.
但是同时要大胆地站起来，要带着你的能力来传讲你的福音。
But at the same time, let them boldly stand and then tell people about the mighty acts of yours.
把盼望和救恩带给那些惊慌失措的人。
So that they will bring hope and salvation to those people who are scared.
主啊，是的，主，我们再次说，你来用我。
Yes, Lord, once again, we ask you to use us.
主啊，你来用我。
Use us, Lord.
拣选我们不就是为了现今这个时刻吗
？You chose us for this time and this reason.
主啊，是的，主，主啊，让我们勇敢地来站立。
Yes, Lord, we boldly stand.
不断地来宣讲你的好消息。
So that we can continuously to tell people about the good news.
就是耶稣基督来到世上，就是担当人的罪孽，担当人的疾病。
That Jesus Christ came to carry our sins and our sickness.
你说因你的鞭伤我们得医治，因你的刑罚我们得平安。
By the struggle of yours we will be healed, and by the oppression of yours we will be saved.
主啊，我们再次说我们愿意。
Yes, Lord, we come to you again and say.
我们愿意摆上我们的微薄之力。
We are willing to give all we have.
主啊，是的，主，愿你悦纳。
May you be accept our offerings.
主啊，谢谢你听我们的祷告。
Yes, thank you for listening to our prayers.
奉主耶稣的
名。In Jesus' name.
大家请坐。
Please be seated.
对，我们在家，在不同的场合继续的来祷告。
So we can pray at your own house or in different situations to pray.
在这个前一个阶段，在 BC 的一个聚集里面，先知马克杜庞领受一个信息。
So a while ago, in one of the BC gatherings, the pastor Mark Duhuan has received a message.
其实那次聚会里面好多东西我都忘记了，但是唯一记得非常清楚的一点。
So I forgot a lot of messages in doing that gathering, but I still remember one thing that was said in a message in a meeting.
他就讲到，神给温哥华有一个信息。
So he said, God has a message for Vancouver.
是启示录第三章。
So it's in Revelation chapter 3.
写给老底家教会的信。
So a letter to the church of Laodicea.
那他讲呢，就是这是他给温哥华所领受的信息。
He found that this is a message for Vancouver.
那特别震动的一个地方呢，就是说他这里讲到呢，我们要去买什么东西。
So one of the things that he said was to we have to go and buy things.
那我们常常讲到呢，我们的救恩，我们的恩典都是白白的。
A lot of times when we talk about the salvation, we say it's free salvation.
但是在圣经里面这个地方呢，说你要去买，不是白白的。
But in this revelation, it says you have to go buy it.
所以我记得这个信息。
So I remember this message.
因为我觉得非常的震动。
Because it shocked me.
那我自己也感动，我觉得我要把这个先知传讲的信息呢，按照我的理解，按照圣经上的这个话语呢，我要传讲给教会。
So I felt in my spirit that I need to tell you guys about this message.
那我们先来读一下，从第三章十四节到22节，我们先读一下。
So we'll read from Revelation chapter 3, verse 14.
那我们读中文，你英文的话呢，你可以来直接在上面来看。
Please just read on the screen for the English speakers.
你要写信给老底家教会的使者说呢，为阿门的，为诚信真实见证的。在神创造万物之上那元首的说，我知道你的行为，你也不冷也不热，我巴不得你或冷或热，你进入冷水也不冷也不热，所以我必从我口中把你吐出去。你说我是富足，已经发了财，一样都不缺，却不知道你是那困苦可怜贫穷下人吃生的。我劝你向我买火亮的金子，叫你富足，又买白衣穿上，叫你赤身的羞耻不露出来；又买眼药擦你的眼睛，使你能看见。当我所痛爱的，我就责备我教导。所以你要发热心，也要悔改。看哪、我站在门外叩门，若有听见我声音就开门的，我要进到他那里去，我与他，他与我一同坐席。得胜的，我要赐他在我宝座上与我同坐。就是我得胜，在我父的宝座上与他同坐一帮。圣灵向众教会所说的话，凡有人的就应当听。那我不知道你读了这一段经文之后有什么看法想法。
So I'm not sure, like, what after you read about this scripture, what is in your heart?
这里很多人读了呢，你就发现这个恩典的主呢，在这个地方蛮凶的。
So if you read about this, this merciful God seems very strict.
很凶。
So very straight.
那事实上呢，就是我们要从神的救恩的角度看的时候呢，就是说他说我所痛爱的，我必要管教责备。
But when you see this from a merciful God, you will see that those who he loves, he will rebuke.
那就是说一个负责任的父母呢，必然会管教他的孩子。
If you are responsible parents, you will rebuke your children.
如果不管教他的孩子呢， 爱。
If you do not discipline your children, that's not real love.
那现在的这个社会的发展呢，特别西方社会的发展呢，把管教放在一个很次要的一个点。
So as time goes by, especially in the Western society, with a lot of parents has put disciplines under lower side.
我们特别强调鼓励，用鼓励的方式。
So a lot of time we emphasize on encouragement.
这也没有错，是要用鼓励的方式。
So that's not wrong. We need encouragement.
但是呢，圣经讲就是一定要管教孩子。
But in the Bible it says you have to discipline your children.
甚至要用杖要责打他。
Even you have to use the stick to discipline your children.
所以我觉得耶稣如果到加拿大来的话，又被抓到监狱里面去。
So I believe if Jesus Christ is here in Canada today, he might be taken to the jail.
因为他说要用杖来责打你了。
Because he said you need a stick to discipline your own children.
但是呢，事实上，真理永远不会失败。
But the fact is, the truth will always stand.
因为现在在西方世界里面呢，就是年轻一代对老年人对他们的长辈呢是什么样的看法呢
？So in the Western society, what does the young people have a view on their older generation?
前一段时间流行一本书，是一个白人小伙子写的，非常的畅销。
So a while ago, there was a popular book written by a young man.
A Caucasian guy. Okay. 他说这个书名叫做。The stuff white people like, 就是白人喜欢什么。Who read this book? 谁看到这个书 ？Who read this book? 对，就是在 UBC 呢，他们学文科的要作为必读之书。
So it's one of the novels you have to read in UBC.
It's not the novel.
Okay, so literature that you have to read.
Designated book you have to read.To pass some courses, 所以我就很有兴趣从我的学生那边借来，我就读。
I was really curious, so I borrowed this book from one of my students.
很有意思。
It's very interesting.
他说现在如果讲到很多关于白人世界的事情。
So he talks about a lot of things in the Caucasian world.
首先我要讲明，我不是一个种族主义者。
Emphasize that I'm not racist.
我只是讲这个书呢是很有意义。
So I'm just saying that this book is very interesting.
它是一个白人写的关于白人的事情。
It's a Caucasian writer writing about the world in Caucasia.
他讲了很多有趣的事情，你可以去看，很有意思。
It's a very interesting. So you have to go and read.
其中一个呢，他说如果他们白人的年轻人聚在一起呢，大概五个当中三个就是离婚家庭的。
So one of the things he mentioned is five young Caucasian men gather together, three of them will be from a single family.
他们最主要的话题是什么呢
？So what's the things they will talk about?
他们骂他们的父母。
They just rebuke their own parents.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为他们认为他们的父母是家暴为生。
Because they think their parents are
自己不做好事情，老叫孩子要做好事情。
So they don't do good things, but they want their own children to do good things.
在孩子们最无知的时候，他们没有引导他们。
So when the children were innocent, they didn't guide those children as what they should.
所以小孩子在小时候，父母来教惯他们，他们爱吃什么给他们吃，爱怎么样，爱不学习就不学习。那时候小孩子很高兴。
So when the children were young, they just allowed the children to do whatever they want.
但是长大以后呢，他们说我的父母没有尽他的责任。
So the children back then were happy because the parents allowed them to do whatever they want. But when they grew up, they think that their parents didn't guide them as what they should.
他说，在我们无知的时候，你也是无知的吗
？So when we were unknown, are you also
We were ignorant. Are you also ignorant?在我们不懂事的时候，你是懂事的，对不对
？So when the children were ignorant, but you weren't right.
为什么不教导我们，不管教我们
？Then why didn't you discipline us?
其实现在我在华人世界也听到很多这样的孩子的讲。
So including the Chinese families, we hear a lot of stories like that.
有一个孩子，我在带领他信主以后，一个女孩子，很规矩，很好。
So I brought this girl to Christianity. So she's a good girl.
她很想做很多的事情。
She wants to do a lot of things.
在教会里面很想服侍。
In the church, she wanted to serve.
她就很难过。
But she was sad.
她说：“你知道吗，王明牧师，我父母把我培养成一个废物了。
”But she said, "Do you know that my parents raised me to be a useless person?"
因为他们从来不让我干任何的事情，除了读书。
Because they didn't allow me to do anything except to study.
啊，感谢主，他没有骂他。
So praise the Lord, she didn't just rebuke.
她只是很难过。
But she was just sad.
那这就是说人违背真理的一种后果。
So that's the consequence when you didn't do the things that you should do.
圣经上讲的话，立定在天，也立定在地。
Because the word in the book stands firm in heaven.
所以呢，就是我们要知道，神的心肠要管教我们呢，永远是为了我们的好处。
So we have to know that when our God wants to discipline us, it's for our own good.
我们怎么样在这样的瘟疫里面能够站得住
？How can we stand in this kind of situation in the virus when the virus is going on, the plague is going on?
将来还有更多的大灾呢，圣经里面写的，我们能不能站得住
？In the few coming days, there are more disasters coming. Will you be able to stand?
因为圣经说，在末后的日子，在这个主来之前的日子，有更多的饥荒、地震、瘟疫。
Because the Bible says, before the Lord's coming, there will be a lot of earthquakes. Pandemics and and you also talk about how the love of people getting less and less.
他说不法的事情增多。
And a lot of crimes were going on.
唯有忍耐到底的才能得救。
And only those who endure to the end will be saved.
我们怎么样来忍耐到底
？How do we endure to the end?
忍耐到底是要有训练。
You need to be train in order to endure to the end.
在这种所有的灾难里面，我们能够站立得住，而且靠神能够得胜。从火、毒药，经过训练。
So in order to stand firm in the time of disaster, you need to be trained.
那这些训练就是要付上代价。
This kind of training, you need to make sacrifices.
这些训练不再是白白的。
So you won't be train in vain.
那神的恩典永远是白白。
God's mercy is always free.
但是从人的角度来讲呢，我觉得神这时候从人的角度，你要付上你的代价。
But from the point of view, from our point of view, we have to make our own sacrifice.
因为你要把你认为最宝贵的东西，你要拿出来做交换。
Because you need to take away the things that you value most as an exchange for God.
因为神要把更宝贵的东西来给你。
Because God is going to give you a more valuable stuff.
在这样的疫情里面，你的金钱重要还是你的生命重要
？So in the pandemic, is your money more important or your health?
那所以这个时候呢，我们听见神的声音非常的重要。
So it's very important for us to listen and hear the word of God.
我们受到神的保护非常的重要。
It's very important for us to get the protection from the Lord.
但是这些都要提前付上代价，做交换。
But all of this needs to be exchanged, needs to be trained in advance.
所以这里讲呢，他说你要去买。
So that's why it says you need to go and buy.
买什么呢？火炼的金子，第一个。
First is gold, refined in the fire.
第二个呢，要买白衣。
And second thing is white clothes.
第三个呢，你要买眼药。
And the third thing is the stuff on your eyes.
那这三个东西呢，在我们人生里面都是非常重要。
So these three things are very important in our lives.
什么是火炼的金子
？What is the gold that is refining?
就是你在里面生命里面那种不朽坏的那种从耶稣而来的那种品格那种性情，要在你的里面。
So it's the characters that you can stand before the Lord that are incorruptible.
你知道有的人就说在大风大浪里面处变不惊。
So a lot of people that when they are in the disasters, they are not afraid.
那这是为什么
？Why is that?
因为他曾经经过很多的火炼，成为金子。
Because they have been through a lot of refining through fire.
将来我们的见主面的时候，经历很多的苦难，还能见到主的面。那个时候，就是有火炼的金子在我们的生命里。
So when we see the Lord, after we've been through many trials, then we have the goal of refined fire.
那这些都是要做交换的。
All of this needs to be exchanged.
什么样的交换
？What kind of exchange?
你要付上祷告的代价。
You have to pay the price of prayers.
祷告是花时间。
Prayer is time.
今天的人都说时间就是金钱。
Nowadays we say time is money.
对，好多时候我们要去学习圣经，要去聚会，这就叫花时间。
A lot of times we need to study the Bible. We need to go to a meeting. So all this costs time.
那在这个好多时候我们要去服侍，当我们服侍的时候呢？会经历神的这种能力和慈爱，我们的信心会增长。
So a lot of time we need to go out and serve other people, and through all these times we will experience the mighty power from the Lord.
这种神真实的经历和信心进到我们的里面，就变成了金子。
So when all these experiences when they come into us, it became gold.
我记得我刚信主的时候啊，就是说没有经历很多神真实的一些经历，是脑子里面或者心里面被神 convict 信了。但是呢，如果有很能说会道的人在我面前拼命跟我辩论的话，我还会动摇。
So when I first become a believer, I didn't have a lot of experience like that. So all this knowledge is in my head. So when I have debates with other people, I still have doubts in my heart.
你知道世界上有好多人能说会道。
So you know that there are a lot of people are very good at talking.
好多人就说他会影响很多的人。
And they are so convincing that you will influence a large group of people.
那马克思主义的崛起就是马克思非常会影响。
So the Russian leader Marx, so he influenced a lot of people.
他就是要来影响。
So he was there to influence others.
所以他会让很多的基督徒放下他们的信仰。
So he made a lot of Christians to lay down their own faith.
拿起武器，暴力夺取政权。
So that they can grab the weapons and to attack the enemy.
从法国开始，从俄国，对不对
？Start from the Soviet Union and the
罗马尼亚、中国。
Romanian and Chinese.
那好多人为此抛头洒热血。
So a lot of people because of this theory, they lost their lives.
好多中国那时候起来革命的人是基督徒。
A lot of people back then in China, when they started the revolution, they are actually Christians.
他们把他们爸爸的田地卖掉，献给这个要革命。
So they sold their own fields, so that they will go to the revolution.
因为圣经上这个理想的世界来得太慢了，我们暴力夺取政权更快。
Because this ideal world described in the Bible is too slow for them. They want to do it right now.
所以那时候一首过气歌，从来都没有救世主，也不靠神建皇帝。
So there was one of the lyrics written in the international song says there was never a salvation.
要创造人类的幸福，单靠我们自己。
There was never a savior. If you want to make happiness, you need your own strength.
起来，起来，起来！所以好多人就起来了。
So that's why a lot of people went.
在欧洲，从法国开始丢掉他们的上帝。
So in Europe, in France, a lot of people threw away their God.
为什么？因为这些人的信心他没有经过锻炼。但是另外一个被他能说会道的来就把他影响。
Because their faith was not tested in the fire, and when people are when a convincing person is tell them about something else, they crumble that person.
现在世界上有很多能说会道的。
A lot of people nowadays they are very convincing.
那包括神学家。
Including the theology.
有一个自由派神学家叫做 Schleiermacher, Schleiermacher, 德国人。
So one of the German theologians.
自由派神学就说耶稣那些神迹啊、复活都是过去了。
So
都是假的。
So they think that those miracles that were done by Jesus Christ were things in the past.
我们在神学院读的时候呢，各种神学都要读一下。
So when we in college, we have to read all about their theologians, your point of view.
这个人写的东西呢，非常有逻辑性。
So this person, the things that he write is very logical.
非常有说服力。
And very persuasive.
我不是经历神的话，我都会被他变成自由派神学。
If I haven't been a Christian, I've been tested, I will follow. I will make follow.
我们需要被试炼。
So we need to be tested.
那感谢神，神给我们机会，给我们经历来试炼。
So praise the Lord that He gave us chances. He gave us opportunity to.
但是这些试炼都要付上代价。
All these testings need to be sacrificed.
那。在服侍的过程里面，你要放下自己的面子。
So, you know, when you serve the, your Lord, you need to lay down your own face.
好多时候，你要受人的辱骂、误解。
Sometimes people will misunderstand you.
这个过程里面，我也分享一点我自己的经历。
I want to share some of my own experiences.
那今天不是说我就站得很稳。
I'm not saying that I stand firm today.
那我还是需要神继续给我恩典。
I still need the mercy from the Lord.
将来怎么样都靠神的恩典。
Whatever going to happen will depend on the Lord.
但是我回头看的话，神不断的在坚固我的信心。
But when I look back, I felt that the Lord has been continuing to encourage me.
是通过一些服事的经历。
It's through a lot of serving in Christ.
那好多时候神，我在给人祷告的时候。就神就让我看到异象，让我来开始给他们发预言，我就他们说是真的真的，我就知道神和我同在。
So a lot of time when I pray for someone, I will see visions and I will tell them what I see, and people will say yes, this is what I've been going through. Then I know the Lord is with me.
所以常常我就知道神和我同在。
So a lot of times I know the Lord is with me.
那这些也是给大家的。
And this is also for you guys.
但是我们怎么样去经历他呢
？How do we go and experience him？
就是按照神的话，你先求他的国和他的义，要迈出信心的一步。
So it is according to what he says, we have to seek his own kingdom and his righteousness first.
你要放下自己的面子。
You have to lay down your face.
我好多次给别人祷告的时候，我都会挣扎。
So a lot of time when I pray for other people, I will have the struggle in me.
那有一次，我楼下来的房客母子俩。
So I have a tenant downstairs. They are a mother and a son.
这个孩子有二十多岁，一直生病。
So the son is in his 20s, but he's very he's
He's 他们路过这里，准备要到什么佛罗里达，找什么 New Age 什么高人。
So he was temporary in Canada. They are on their way to Florida to look for a leader in the New Age.
就是通过这种法术要来解决他的儿子的疾病。
So they want to go to the New Age and get healings for his son.
Spiritual healings.
Yes.
但是我就很着急，我知道这个里面有很大的欺骗在里面。
So I was very nervous because I know there's a deception in this belief.
那我就觉得神感动我要给他们传福音。
So I felt that the Lord wanted me to tell them about the gospel.
那传福音呢？我就他是见英文的，我就找过英文的见证，我以前写过英文的见证，找出来福音了给他。
So because they are English speaking people, so I look through my files because I used to write my stories in English, so I found them and then printed them out.
我就说，我给你看见了，我是基督徒，我就他讲我的见证。
So I gave it to them and told them that I am a Christian. This is my testimony. Please read it.
讲完了，我说我能不能为你们祷告
？And after that, I said, "Can I pray for you?"
一祷告的时候呢，神就给我好多的东西。
So when I pray, I see a lot of things from the Lord.
我就跟这个妈妈说呢，你在婚姻里面受到了伤害，我也不知道她结婚还是没结婚，离婚了没离婚，神让我要这样去讲。
So I felt more encouraging to say that I believe that you in her in your marriage, but I didn't know whether she was married or she was single or what.
有让我见他的教会受到伤害。
And God also moved me to tell her that she's been hurt in the church.
我也不知道他是去教会不去教会，信还是不信，他明显现在是不信的。
So I didn't know whether she was a believer or not, but obviously she wasn't at this point.
当我祷告的时候，他就拼命哭，拼命哭。
So when I prayed, and she continued to cry and cry.
后来他的回应我知道，就是神通过我来服侍他。
So her response tells me that the Lord wants me to help her.
他就说我下一次回来我一定要来你的教会。
And she said, next time when I come back, I will go to your church.
我说你下一次回来不知道是什么时候，你现在去佛罗里达，先去教会，不要去另外一次。
So I said, I don't know how long does it take you to come back to here, but when you go to Florida, go to a church, don't go to the New Age.
像这些东西，你去服侍别人的时候，你圣灵感动你，你要付上代价。
So these things, when you're helping other people, and when the Spirit helping touches you, you will need to pay a sacrifice.
那曾经我就领受一个东西呢，给一个姐妹捡的。最后就不是那么多事情，他说我是假先知。
So once I received something from the Lord, and then I told a sister, but she felt that wasn't true, and then she thinks I was a false prophet.
不过很有意思的，他根据我讲的去做呢，最后他的病好了，找到他的病源，他好了。
But interestingly, because she, even though she didn't believe me, but she did what I say, and she found the root of her.
后来我显现，不管是真先知假先知，他的病好了就是好。
I think or no matter whether I am a true prophet or false prophet, as long as she's healed.
所以呢，你要可能有人说你是假先知。
So maybe sometimes people would say that you are false prophet.
你要做好准备。
You have to be.
为了主的缘故，你要承担这个假先知的命。
For the Lord, for the Lord's name, you have to bear the burden of being a false
prophet.
Because a lot of things, when God speaks, even the person himself will not understand.
可能是将来，可能是其他的。
So it may be something in the future or something else.
那我讲的这些东西呢，我们弟兄姐妹都是给大家，上帝都要给大家。
So all of this is for you guys. God will give to you.
因为这是圣灵的恩赐，是给每一个人。
Because this is the anointing for the Holy Spirit is for everyone.
我跟你的区别呢，不是说我比你信心更大，而是说神让我拣选我呢，今天要走在你们的先走一步。
So the Lord, it's nothing different between you and me. It's just because I am maybe a step ahead.
所以神拣选我今天成为这个教会的牧者，就是说让我要先走一步，完了以后你在后面走的时候我可以鼓励你。
So God chose me to be a pastor in this church because so that I can step ahead of you, so that when you are behind, I can tell you to go forward.
所以我会经历很多的痛苦和神给我的恩典。
So I went through a lot of sorrows and a lot of blessings.
但你也会经历痛苦。也会经历恩典。
You will also experience sorrows and blessings.
但你在痛苦里面，神让我们这些走在前面的一些人要成为大家的鼓励。
So when you are doing a period of sorrows and weddings, so as a leader, we will help you and encourage you.
但这一切呢，都是要付上代价。
But all of this, you need to pay the price.
这个代价就是说，你认为宝贵的东西你要拿出来。
So the price is the things that you value most, you need to take it out.
这里讲的就是要做买卖。
So here it says you need to make a purchase.
做买卖不能把你没价值的东西拿出来，对不对？那不叫买卖，那叫欺骗。
So when you make a purchase, you don't give the things that are not valuable. You need to give the things that are valuable so that it's a real purchase.
如果你要买一个好的东西，你拿你的不值钱的东西出来，那叫欺骗。
So if you want to purchase something very expensive, you want to trade with your own little things, so that will be a deceitful thing to do.
所以神要你把你宝贵的东西拿出。
So God wants you to give what is most valuable in your heart.
所以耶稣在这个马太福音第十三章的比喻里面说，有买卖人看到上好的珠子，就变卖一切所有的要买这个珠子。
So that's why he says in Matthew chapter 13, so when a merchant saw a valuable jewel, he will take away, get away all of his belongings and to buy this jewel.
那所以呢，这些就是我们要付上代价。
So we have to pay a price.
至少是从我们的角度。
At least in our point of view.
其实从神的角度呢。
But from the eye of God.
其实你最后回过头来，你发现你什么代价都没有付。
When you turn around, you will see that you haven't paid anything at all.
为什么？这么全是白白的恩典。
Why? Because all of these are free.
你认为宝贵的东西你放下，你得到的是更宝贵的东西。
When you think things are so valuable for you and you're willing to lay it down, later on you will find that you will get more valuable things from the Lord.
当你在婚姻家庭里面，当你把你这个认为 你比你太太高明的地方，你放下的时候，你发现带得到了你太太的心。
So in a marriage, when you think that you are willing to sacrifice your own smarter ways of thinking, then you will find that you lay down this, you will find you win the heart of your wife.
那你就得到你太太的心重要呢，还是你的知识能够为你的太太听更重要？
So is it more important to win the hearts of your loved ones, or is it more important to let people, your loved ones, to know that you are more wiser?
所以我在家里面就学的叫蹦一点。
So in my own household, I'm a slow learner.
现在好多人也学的比较蹦一点。
So a lot of people are slow learners in their marriage.
蹦一点，蹦一点。就是 more look like foolish.
Oh yeah, okay. A lot of people look more foolish in their own household.
这样你可以得到你的家人的心啊。
So then you can win the hearts of your loved ones.
Which is more important?
Which is more important?
但是我告诉你啊，当你特别好多人自尊心很强，你的学识又很好，要放下的时候，你觉得你在付很大的代价，是不是？
So a lot of people when they have a good education or they are very smart, when they lay down this, they felt they pay a great price.
我在跟我太太教育孩子的过程里面，我们分歧很大。
So in my own marriage, we have a great discipline in the ways of discipline our own children.
还有她教导的方法，我也有教导的方法。
She has her ways of discipline our children. I have my own.
我说你的教导的方法最多把孩子教成人才，我的方法是要把他们教成天才。
So I say that your ways can only bring your children to be a brilliant person, but me, I will bring them to be a genius.
结果呢？是就是这个东西会有很多的争吵会在家。
So we have a lot of quarrels in our family.
所以我偷偷的去见一个婚姻辅导专家。
So secretly I went to a marriage counselor.
他呢是爱情院训练出来，以前做牧师，后来有爱情院训练，后来又读了一个辅导学的什么学位。
So this person she's from Agape, the Church of Agape. So she has a degree in counseling.
以前也牧养过教会。
But she also pastor a church.
他在牧者团体里面分享一下，我灵里面感觉到我比较信任他，我要去找他。
Because the thing that she shared, I felt that I can trust this person, so I went to this person.
他的收费很贵，但是呢，他说牧师要这个做辅导呢，免费一小时。
So her counseling fee is very high, but she offered free counseling to pastors.
我就没有给孙母讲，我就偷偷打了个电话说一小时免费给我做辅导。
So I didn't tell my wife, so I called this person for a marriage counseling, 1 hour for free.
我就开车去到爱情园，跟他坐在一起。
So I went to Agape and the Church of Agape, and then I talked with her.
这个老牧师相当厉害。
So he is very intelligent.
Sharp.我就跟他讲，我说我的教导把孩子的方法非常非常好，我太太呢就不用我的方法，她有一套，我们这个我们金钱上也没有分歧，就是孩子的问题上有分歧。
So I told him that my ways of discipline is very very good, but my wife just couldn't listen to me, and we don't have any other arguments, but only on the way of discipline of children.
我说我这个人正规教育就受了26年。
So I told him that I've been through 20 years of a formal education.
我自己也是做家教做了24年。
And I'm also a tutor for 24 years.
有人说教育的争议就在家教里面，因为你是一对一对，对每一个人都是因材施教，量身裁衣。
People say that you need to the essence of teaching is in tutoring because it's a one-to-one.Relationship with your own students.
我说教出来的学生去了哈佛，去了康奈尔，去了哥伦比亚，对不对
？So the students that I taught, they went to Harvard, they went to Columbia, they went to Cornell.
这个牧师很有意思。
So the pastor was very funny.
他说：“你觉着你的方法比你太太的好，是不是
？”And he asked. You think that your method is better than your wife, isn't it?
你觉得你的太太站得高，看得远，是不是？
You think that you're standing on a higher ground and look further compared to your wife.
我非常有信心地告诉她是。
And I say yes. With confidence, yes.
她说，你觉得一个人从低的地方来到高的地方容易，还是高的地方到低的地方容易？
And he asked, is it easier for a person that standing on a lower ground to go up?Or is it easier for a person that on a higher ground to go down?
我说当然从高的地方到下面容易啊，这我修理
了。But I learned that I am from a physician. Of course, I know that it's easier for a person to go down.
他说你既然知道，那你就下来吧。
I said, okay, obviously you know, then you just go down.
你认为你站得高，你就走到了。
If you think you are on a higher ground, then you just go there.
It's much easier.
更容易。
It's much harder for your wife to go up.
那你
不能。
现在从上到下是更难的，所以你要走下来。
Second question.
第二个问题。
他说：“你认为教导你的孩子成为天才重要，还是你的婚姻重要？”
The second question is it more important to raise your children to be genius?Or is it more important for you to have a happy marriage?
我说，我做牧师这么多年，坚信婚姻比教导孩子更重要。没有婚姻，教导不了孩子。
So as a pastor, I said that, of course, marriage is much important than disciplining your children. Because without a marriage, you cannot do anything to your children.
他说，你既然知道，那你就保守你的这个婚姻，你孩子能生活在。你爱你的太太，放下你自己。
He says, since you know it, then protect your marriage. Put your children in the hand of God. God will handle it. Protect your marriage first.
我说当时，很累。
I said yes, but very
hard. 我的孩子要成为天才。
I said my children needs to be a genius.
他说你是牧师，你竟然知道，就说你的婚姻比那个。孩子更重要。你知道你没有婚姻的话，你的孩子能成为天才吗？
He said, okay, you know all of this. You know that marriage is more important than raise genius. Then, without marriage, can you still raise your children to be genius?
我说对。
I said yes.
但是就这样做吧。
Then do what I say.
你完全接纳你的太太。
Just accept who she is, who his wife is.
我说我懂了。
I said yes, I know.
十分钟回家。
It only take 10 minutes and I went home.
哎，因为我这人是个好学生，但是喜欢学习，既然懂了就回家做，但是很痛苦。
I am a good student. I know what I should do, but it's very hard.
所以祷告，神啊，我要上十字架，放下所有的一切啊。
So I prayed and prayed and said, Lord, I'm willing to lay down. I'm willing to go up to the cross.
我最厉害的地方就是一辈子教书啊，教到今天，没有人赏识我呀。
The most valuable thing that I can bring is teaching, is education, and yet no one is
appreciating. 哎呀，啊，好了，放下自己。
Okay, I'm willing to lay down myself.
后来很有意思，我去参加母堂的一个祷告会。
So very interestingly, later on, I went to a prayer meeting in the mother church.
结果我们祷告时呢，他们母堂的弟兄姐妹，好多时候会有圣灵的启示。
So a lot of people they have a revelation from the Holy Spirit. So during the meeting,
一个姐妹她说看到一个意象，她说你放下那些东西呢，有一些东西你交给神了，好像把你的孩子交给神，神要大大的祝福。
So one of sisters told me that she felt in the spirit that you laid down something in your heart and God is going to bless you, bless your children.
我说我知道神在肯定我上十字架。
So then I know that Lord is affirming that because I was willing to go to the cross.
上十字架都是要付上代价。
You need to pay a price in order to go to the cross.
但是呢，神这里讲了什么？你这里讲什么？特别就是说，你要点活亮的镜子，叫你真正的富足。
But it says that you will buy gold and refined in fire so that you can be wealthy, true wealth.
真正的富足。
True wealth.
当我们真正有对神的一个信心，对有耶稣在我们里面掌权的时候，那是真正的富足。
So when we have this firm belief in Jesus Christ, that's the true wealth.
第二个要买白衣穿上，叫你赤身的羞耻不露出来。
So the second thing to buy is the white cloth so that you won't be naked.
那这里讲到也要去买。
And here is also said you have to go and make the purchase.
我们说当我们信主的时候呢，主就赦免我们的罪，让我们出死入生啊，成为义人了。
So when we say that when we believe in the Lord that we become, we have, He already clothes us in white and so we no longer have sin.
但是呢，圣经里面启示录也讲呢，就说这个圣徒所穿的细麻衣就是他们自己所行的义。
But in the book of Revelation, he also says the clothes that they wore were also made of linen. But they were made, the linen were made by themselves.
It's their own righteousness.
By their own righteousness.
就说他自己要行出他的义来。
So they have to practice their own righteousness.
不能单单说是哦，耶稣，你的宝血遮盖我，耶稣把我。我这个行为不怎么样，天天来悔改，天天来认罪，不是这样的。
Not just to commit that you are sinners day after day and say, Oh God, forgive my sins.
那是一个非常软弱的基督徒。
That's a weak Christian.
天天都不把羞耻露出来。这里说，白衣穿上，不要让你的羞耻露出来。
Every day you expose yourself in nakedness, but here it says you need to wear the buy the white clothes so that you won't be.
我想大家也经历过看到的一些事情，就是说有一些基督徒常常在敬拜主，最后呢，结果婚姻破裂了。
So I believe that a lot of people you have seen that even though they worship God day after day, and then later on their marriage break down.
那里有很多的羞耻。
There's a lot of nakedness.
服侍的时候也没有这个权柄。
So when they go and help other people, they don't have the authority.
我的老前辈也常常讲。
So my senior leaders also tells me about this.
你的婚姻如果破碎了
，If your marriage breaks down，
你当牧师谁听你
？Who will listen to you as a pastor？
所以羞耻，我们这种羞耻呢，要买白衣来穿上，这自己的个行为啊，要被主的宝血常常的洁净，要常常的宽恕。常常的来站立的。
So we need to close ourselves so that we won't be naked. So we need to
That's good enough. We're not naked. That's good. 那第三个呢？说是要买什么呢？买眼药。
So the third thing is to buy the salve for our eyes.
眼药就是真正看见。
So that you can truly see.
弟兄姐妹，现在好多人都觉得看得很清楚。
A lot of people think they can see clearly nowadays.
在这场疫情里面，台湾的新闻、美国的新闻、香港的新闻、大陆的新闻，每一个人都觉得看得很清楚。
So during this time of pandemic, so people from the news in Taiwan, news in the States, news everywhere, people think they can see clearly.
那看得很清楚，为什么这光点都不一样呢
？So if they can truly see clearly, how come they all stand on a different point of view?
肯定大家都看不清楚。如果清楚的话，大家就都光明都一致了。
So there must be that couldn't see clearly, so that you will have a different kind of.
那神让我们要真正的看清楚。
But God wants to see clearly.
神在通过这些的讲示。
God is telling us through all this.
所以这是我们要买的。
So this time we have to go and make the purchase again.
他说。我所痛爱的，我就要责备管教他。
I will rebuke those who I love.
所以你要发出心，也要悔改。
So you have to repent.
要发出心来。Be fervent in the heart.
Yeah.
就是我们心里要火热起来。
We need to have this fire in our.
不再不冷不热。
So that we won't be lukewarm.
所以开始从祷告开始，亲近主开始。
Start from your prayers.
Start from. 让主把这个负担放在我们的里面。
So let God put the burden in your heart.
那我们从小事上也开始重心。
And we do, we start with the small things first.
所以不要小看你所服侍的小小的事情。
So do not look down on the very little things that you're doing in the world.
昨天我参加母堂的一个聚会。
Yesterday I was in the meeting.
非常感人的一些东西，有一个老年人。
So one of the seniors.
他们把他们叫出来，因为这个老年人呢，就是说。每一个星期天七点多就去教会那边去排椅子。
So this senior, every Sunday around 7 o'clock, he will go to the church and start laying down the chairs.
父母他大概有100多、200张的椅子要摆。
So in our mother church, they need to put out about 100 or 200 chairs.
还有另外一个弟兄呢，就是说每一次就是说人聚会完了，他要锁门。
So the other brother, every time after the meeting, he is the one to lock the door.
那他和他的妻子呢，等到最后一个人聊完天出去了，他再锁门，没有人愿意。
So he and his wife, he will wait until everybody goes out the door. So never complain.
那另外的人呢，就是有一个主日学的老师，现在年纪已经大了，是那边年轻牧师的主日学老师，就是。当这个年轻牧师小时候的他会车接车送孩子的年轻人聚会的时候，他会送到高威的人，送到这个地方那个地方，送完了每一周都是这样。
So also another Sunday school teachers in the church, now she's older now, but the pastor who was in her Sunday schools we still remember that when she was younger she would driveEach single child home in Coquitlam in other places.
所以，因着他这样的服侍呢，造就了今天的这些年轻的牧者。
Because the way of her serving, so it encouraged the younger generation, the pastors now.
我想这个地方要热心的话，就是当我们服侍的时候，在神把我们安排在那里服侍的时候，心里是火热的，心里是高兴的。
So no matter where God put us in different posts, we need to have this burning heart in our hearts.
心里有个感恩的心。
We need to have a heart of gratitude.
是愿意的。
So we're willing.
愿意做得更好更多的。
We're willing to do more and better.
这就是一个火在燃烧。
So that's a fire that inside of us continue to burn.
所以他说这里面的应许也是很大的，老底家教会的应许也是很大的。
So the promises for this church is also great.
有神学家说这个老底家教会呢是启示录里面这里面的最后一个教会，就在预表着末世的教会。
So people said that the church of Laodicea is the last church in the letter. So it also represents the final generation of earth.
那就是说我觉得用到温哥华的这个教会呢是真的是很合适。
So I felt it's appropriate to put this church compared to Vancouver.
那因为这里说他们认为他们是富足的。
Because here they said they thought they are rich.
对，但是呢，不是真正富足的。
But yet they are not really wealthy.
所以这个时候呢，神就是说让教会要真正明白他的心意。
So God want the church to understand His heart.
所以他在门外叩门。
That's why He's knocking at the door.
听见我的声音开门的，我要进到他那里去。我与他，他与我一同坐席。
So those who hear me and open the door, I will go and dine with them.
你知道这是多大的一个殊荣吗
？Do you know how what a great honor it is to eat with someone?
过去我们用这个经文在传福音。哎，主在门外叩门，但是这个经文呢，其实首先是给教会。
So a lot of times when we tell the people that, oh, the Lord is knocking at the door, but initially this verse is for Christians themselves.
这是明明是讲给这个教会的。
It's talking to the churches nowadays.
也就是说，教会需要把心门要打开，弟兄姐妹要打开，打开做什么呢？是迎接主进来，真正的在我们里面坐席。
So the church need to open our hearts so that the Lord will come to our hearts.
所以这也是一个白白的恩典，但我们要打开我们的心。
So it's also a free salvation that we need to open our heart.
那很多的主的这个恩典恩赐就赐给大家。
So the Lord's mercy and anointings will give them to you.
你知道跟一个王跟一个人 妇人坐席在过去是什么样的概念吗？
Do you know what importance it is to eat with a royal or rich person?
事实上，我们小时候啊，就是能够去吃筵席啊，那是不得了的事情。
In fact, during my childhood, it's a great thing if I am invited to a feast.
我们小时候一年吃一次肉就不错了。
So when I was young, it's hardly any meat for us. So maybe once a year.
其实耶稣那个时代的人也是这样，就是一年可能吃不了一次肉，所以为什么是非常的贫穷？为什么这施洗约翰说人要悔改的时候，人家问他说我要做什么
？So during the time of Jesus, it was the same. People were poor, they didn't have meat to eat. So when John, Baptist John, what did he say in the desert?
人家就说我要悔改要做什么？他说你两件褂子的话呢，就去给别人一件。
Oh, people asked Baptist John, what should I do? And he said, if you have two cloth, then give one away.
那这是什么意思？就是那时候的人很少有人有两件褂子。
So what does it mean? Because back then, not a lot of people have two clothes to wear.
所以呢，就是说那时候吃参加筵席啊，那是不得了的事情。
So back then, if you are invited to a feast, it's a very important thing.
我记得小时候参加筵席啊，那时候等不起，哎呀，记得村庄上有一个红礼，我们的邻居啊，哎呀，小时候要吃筵席，要吃鱼，要吃肉啊，等啊。
So I remember there was a wedding in our village, and we were waiting for the feast to come because there would be fish to eat.
所以妈妈带我去吃席。
So my mom took me to the feast.
结果呢，前三道菜就很好吃，那个凉汤。
The first three dishes were cold dishes, but they were good.
So good.
They were so good.
就拼命吃，就吃饱。
So I ate it and ate it and I was full.
结果接着呢，一道一道，最后24道。
And yet they will bring more dishes, in total of 24.
叫做全席是24道。
So the full feast is 24 dishes.
我天哪！我说怎么不知道呢
？How come I didn't know？
那耶稣要请你坐席的话，给你是多么的丰盛
！So just imagine Jesus Christ invite you to a feast。
多么的丰盛
！How abundant that would be！
那不仅仅是请你去坐席，你要开门的话呢，他要来去坐席。
Not only just to feast, but if you open the door, he will dine with you。
第一个，他说他要来跟你坐席。
First。Eat with you.
你请他，他就来。
If you invite him, he will come.
还有呢，他说你和他也要坐席。
And it also said you and him will sit together.
他要请你去坐席。
And he will invite you to him.
大家可以仔细默想这些经文。
You can meditate.
还有下面更重要的应许。
And then there are more promises for.
得胜的，我要赐他在我宝座上与我同坐。
So those who overcome, I will give them the throne, right? Authority to sit with me on the throne.
就是我得胜，在我父的宝座上与他同坐一样。
Just like me, when I overcome, I sit at the throne of my father.
你看，老丁他家的这个教会呢不怎么样，其实他的责备是最严重的，但是呢，神给他的应许也是很大的。如果他悔改，如果他真发热心。
So this church in Laodicea is not a great church, and the rebuild from the Jesus Christ is also very happy, and yet it gets the greatest promise in the Bible.
弟兄姐妹，你跟主在父神的右边坐席宝座上，你跟他同坐是什么概念？
Just imagine you yourself sit with him on the throne.
你今天坐在习近平的右边是什么概念？
Next to the Prime Minister of China.
神要给你权柄。
God is going to give you authority.
世上的人啊，如果要选择权柄、金钱和这个什么美女啊，你要选择哪个？
So if you are here to choose between money, authority, and maybe beautiful women, what do you choose?
曾经欧洲有一个温莎公爵，为了他的喜爱的女人放弃他的江山，这个传给他。
So in Europe, the Duchess of Windsor, the Duchy of Windsor, he was willing to lay down all he had in order to get a wife, beautiful wife.
Yes. 但是呢，事实大部分的人不是这样，大部分的人要什么？三个人的选择要的要权力品质。
But most people will choose authority over other stuff.
因为为什么有了权，钱也能来。
Because when you have authority, you can have money.
像国内的这些人啊，美女也是一大堆。
And also beautiful women.
我讲这个不是要你去了解一下，就是说这个权柄的重要性。
I'm not asking you to ask for authority so that you can have money and beautiful women, but I'm saying it's very important to have authority.
在所有的祝福里面，最大的祝福是权柄的祝福。
So among all the blessings, the greatest blessing is authority.
所以这个地方呢，讲的神要把权柄赐给老底家的教会。
That's why it says God is going to give authority to the church of Laodicea.
就是说，当他们愿意悔改，愿意付上代价，买金子，买白衣，买羊羔。
If they want to pay the prices in order to get the gold, the clothes, and the stuff.
愿意成为真正的富足，愿意有真正的公义，愿意有真正的智慧。
When they want to get the true wealth, the true righteousness, and the true wisdom.
好的，我们一起来祷告。大家起立，我们一起来祷告。我们愿意神的话语进到我们的里面。
We want the word of God to be in our heart.
不管我们今天处在一个什么样的状况，我们愿意来回应神的话语。
No matter what situation we are in, we want to respond to the word of God.
你可以来思考在哪些地方你觉得你需要付上代价去买。
You can think about the thing, the area thing you like that you need to make a sacrifice to purchase from God.
因为神要让我们真正的富足。
Because God wants us to be wealthy.
真正的有公义。
We have the true righteousness.
也真正的有智慧，眼睛能够看见。
And the true wisdom so that our eyes can see.
所以大家可以来有一分钟的时间在主面前想想哪些地方你给神做一个祷告，说神来帮助我。
So we'll spend a minute in the Lord, in the presence of the Lord, and think about the things that we need to exchange for.
在付上这些代价的时候，我能够不惧怕。
So when we pay the price, we will not be afraid.
放下很多东西。
So for some people, there are maybe things you need to lay down in your marriage.
有些人你可能要做一些决定。
For some people, there will be decisions to make.
你犹豫不多，不决可能很长时间。
Maybe you've been thinking about it for a long time.
按照神的心，你要做决定。
But according to the will of God, you need to make a decision.
虽然有时候可能很痛。很害怕
maybe you will be fretful,
很担心
or maybe worried,
你不知道后面会怎么样
because you do not know what is going to happen
但是要付上代价
but you need to pay the price
因为真正要得到神的祝福
because you want to get the true blessing from the Lord
有的人可能在教育儿女方面
some people there may be disciplines among your children
要真的要放下很多
So you need to lay down a lot.
有的人可能要拿起
一些事情。So for some people, maybe you need to take on some things.
要过去不做的，你现在要做。
Things that you didn't do in the past, now you need to do it.
那有的人可能在服侍上。
And for some people, maybe in the area of serving the Lord.
过去你没有办法来张口来见证主。
So in the past, you may be shameful to proclaim the name of the Lord.
但是神要让你来往前进一步。
But the Lord wants you to step ahead.
有的人可能在经济方面。
For some people, maybe in the area of your finances.
要做智慧的决定。
You need to make wise decision.
有的人神可能要你来很谨慎。
For some people, maybe God wants you to be cautious.
有的人神可能要你来冒险。
And for some people, God wants you to be adventurous.
所以有的个人有不同的状况。
So everybody has a different situation.
但是神要让你来愿意付代价。
But God wants you to be willing to make the sacrifice.
有的人在生命里面一些罪需要来胜过。
And for some people, there are sins in your life that you need to overcome.
要买白衣穿上。
You need to go and buy the white clothes.
不至于让自己的羞耻露出。
So that you will not expose yourself in nakedness.
哈利路亚，是的，主啊，我们再次的说，主啊，我们先信。
Yes.
主啊，不管我们教会目前的状况如何。
Yeah, we believe in you, Lord, no matter what situation our church is in right now.
可能也像老底家一样，好多时候我们认为富足，但其实不富足。
Maybe we are just one of the churchmen Laodicea that we think we are rich, but yet we are poor.
但是我们听了你的话，愿意来悔改，愿意来发热心，愿意来回应你的话。
But when we listen to your word, we are willing to respond to your words. We are willing to repent.
我们愿意来买这个活亮的镜子。
Willing to buy the gold that we find in fire.
愿意来买白衣穿上。
We are willing to purchase the white cloth.
愿意来买良药。
We are willing to buy the salve on our eyes.
让我们的眼睛更加的明亮。
So that our eyes can see clearly.
有的人在你的读经祷告方面。
For some people, it may be in your devotions.
我们今天这个读经的计划已经好几百天，有的人天天在读，有的人可能。没有加入。
So we have this Bible reading progress. A lot of people have joined in, and some people may not.
希望你自己如果有自己的计划也好，但是一定要读。
So maybe you have your own progressions, but no matter what, you have to read the Bible.
这就是要付上代价。
And this is a price that you have to pay.
在以后的日子里面，神给你讲话的时候，你非常清楚的知道那是神给你讲话。
So the coming when the days are coming, then you will know clearly that the Lord is speaking to you.
试炼来临的时候，你有这个神的话，你可以抵挡魔鬼的这种试探。
When the trial and testing comes, then you will know how to rebuke the words from the Satan and accept the words from the Lord.
所以你可能在这方面需要悔改。
And maybe in this area you need to repent.
需要来装备自己神的话。
You need to equip yourself with the word of God.
哈利路亚，主啊，是的，主，我知道，主啊，你的意念就是祝福的意念。
Yes, Lord, I know that your heart is to bless us.
主啊，是赐平安的意念。
It's your heart to give us peace.
我们付上的代价，你要加倍的，有更好的东西来代替。
Any things that we sacrifice, you will replace with greater things.
主啊，是的，主，我在这里就是一个见证人。
Yes, Lord, I am a witness.
我们中间有更多的见证要出来。
And there will be more witnesses among us.
当我们付上代价的时候，你要大大的来祝福。
When we are willing to pay the sacrifice, you will bless us greatly.
感谢主，赞美主。
Praise the Lord, thank you, Lord.
奉主耶稣的名。
In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.